Now let me tell you what some of the most dramatic and exciting of the finds in this area were, and with this you'll have your basic imagery of the goddess cult no matter where you turn. One is a figure of a goddess seated on a throne with a leopard on either side on which she's resting her arms, and she is shown giving birth to a child whose head is beneath her. We don't know whether it's a male or female child, but a good guess on the basis of other material found is that it's the male child. In another shrine, on a wall, we see the goddess in what is called the birth-giving posture here. It's a rather stylized form. The goddess's body and her arms out like this, sometimes with the hands turned up, and her legs out in the same way. And then beneath her head, a bucranium, the head of a bull. She has given birth to a bull. The goddess giving birth in one instance to a male child, in another instance to a bull, indicates that this is the same figure. It is the god who is symbolized in the bull. Now what we know about bulls in the later religion of the area is that that bull is symbolic of the moon. It's the lunar god who dies and is resurrected. How does the moon die and become resurrected every month? Watch the skies. For 14 days, the moon is increasing. On the 15th day, it is the size of the sun. It has reached the size of the sun. And if you will ever watch a moonrise on the 15th day on the waters or on an open plain, you will see it occurring at just the moment that the sun goes down. So they're looking this way and that way. You see this identical orb, and the sun has, as it were, shot its arrow at or killed the moon. The moon from then on dies closer and closer and closer to the sun until it passes behind the sun for 3 days. The moon is 3 days dark, Christ 3 days in the tomb. Then it is born, as it were, from the sun. Now in this mythology, the moon is the masculine bull, the sun is the sun goddess. Sun female, moon masculine in this mythology. This is a basic, very ancient mythology. This is the mythology of which you have the echo in Japan with the goddess Amaterasu. You know, in German, the sun is female, die Sonne, and the moon is masculine, der Mond. In French, on the other hand, you have the other tradition, le soleil and la lune. This is why the Germans and French will never understand each other, no matter how much we do in the way of bringing people together. Two totally different psychologies. When the moon is the male figure and symbolizes the active aspect of the spirit, it carries its own death within it. It is the tragic mythology. When the sun is the male power, the sun dispels shadows, and light and dark are separate from each other. In the lunar mythologies, there is a tragic ambiguity about light and dark. Where the solar mythology, people are pretty sure of what's right and what's wrong and where the hero is and all that. You get a much more dramatic separation of things. So we have this image now of the goddess, sun. The sun is the sphere whose animal form for us is the lion. The wonderful sun face of the lion, the solar roar of the lion which dispels the stars of night, you know. And the animals of the field scatter when the lion roars, just as the stars are quenched when the sun rises. These leopards by this goddess are of the feline order. So associated with her are, right down through the ages, the lion, the tiger, the leopard, and other animals of that sort. And later on, the little one, we've had it here, the goddess's little animal, the cat. In one of the shrines, there are two leopards facing each other. This business of the the gate, the guardians of the gate, of which we've been talking, often represented by two lions, a male and a female. That survived for hundreds of years at Shatal Huyuk, that very little shrine with the same images being renewed and renewed and renewed. There are dozens of layers of paint that have been taken off. And these lions are spotted, these leopards are spotted with a trefoil, a spot with three foils on it. This theme of three as being the occluding number. I mentioned the three gunas of the Sattva, Rajas, and Tamas guna in the Sankhya system and so forth is already suggested here. Three times three is nine. That was the number of process and the passage of time and so forth and so on. So we've got the goddess giving birth to the ever-reborn solar bull, a hero.